Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Yes, it is about that time. Happy Friday, February 7th, 2020, or as I like to say, Fri-yay. The weekend is near. Please drive safe. It is not pretty outside. Maybe a day after. I mean, the sun is out. You know, it's kind of cool watching the sun hit the snow, but we got a lot of snow last night. About 2 inches. And, you know, especially this morning, the roadways were slick. They're much clearer now, but still, just be careful. Be careful. All right? As you listen to Current Sports and drive around the greater Lansing area or wherever you may be listening. All right? Got a lot to get to on today's Current Sports because the big game is tomorrow. It is rivalry week. Michigan State taking on Michigan out in A-squared tomorrow afternoon. Michigan State is coming off that loss against Penn State earlier this week, a game in which the Spartans should have won. But there are a few problems with this team right now that I'm going to address. And, you know, it doesn't get easier. I mean, there's no guarantee that Michigan is going to be an easy win in light of its struggles this season. But Michigan is going to come in motivated in this game. You know, if the rivalry matchup doesn't get Juwan Howard and his troops up for this one, you can look at the fact that they are coming off a loss against Ohio State. And they'll be home. No, it's tough to win in the Big Ten on the road this year. So the Spartans will have to be fully focused on that one. We'll preview that game. Also, we now know while Xavier Simpson was suspended. Wait till you hear this story. All right, if you haven't already read it or heard about it, we'll tackle that as well. And yesterday, as the trade deadline loomed at 3 p.m., my Detroit Pistons made a move in which I have some mixed feelings about. Yeah. We got to celebrate. Jack Kerr behind the glass with the celebrate. Yeah, I'm celebrating because Andre Drummond is no longer a Detroit Piston. There are a few layers that we got to take in consideration here that I'll comb through because there are a few interesting details to that story. Don't go anywhere for that one.
And for the record, me playing that music doesn't really have to do with the return that they got for Drummond because they obviously didn't get much for him because he's not a tremendously valuable player. I'm just happy that he's no longer in Detroit.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you on that, Jack. You know, I mean, they traded the man for a cup of coffee for nothing. But the thing is, Andre Drummond is no longer a Detroit Piston. So we'll get to that. Trust me. And then we'll have Reflection Friday for you all, as we've had quite a busy week here on Current Sports. How about that Benny Fowler interview? That's getting a lot of traction on our website right now. Former Michigan State wide receiver who has gone on to play in the NFL. He is currently an NFL free agent. You know, he's played with quarterbacks like Peyton Manning, Eli Manning. He played with Tom Brady for 10 days. He shared some really cool stories about that.
And we had him on to get his reaction to Mark D'Antonio, the coach that he played under not too long ago here at Michigan State. And we got his reaction to the Mark D'Antonio news, in which Mark D'Antonio has stepped down. If you haven't heard, he has stepped down as head coach of the Michigan State football team. So Benny commented on that as well. Talked about his inspiration from Kobe Bryant, his favorite athlete of all time, the late, great Kobe Bryant. Still crazy that I say that. All relates to his new book, Silver Spoon, The Imperfect Guide to Success. That was a great chat. And I want to reflect a bit more on that during Reflection Friday for you guys. James Moore was on yesterday, former Michigan State fullback, great, of the 1988 Rose Bowl championship team. Just an interesting and busy week here on Current Sports. So if you would like to be a part of the hour, you can pick up the phone and call 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Again, you can text that number as well now, 517-355-9527. Lock it in your phone. Shoot us a quick text. I want to hear your thoughts on anything, especially Michigan State and Michigan tomorrow and the Andre Drummond trade. If you still have some things you want to get off your chest pertaining to Mark D'Antonio stepping down, you can do that as well. Also, comment below the Facebook live stream at facebook.com/WKAR News. Tweet us, tweet the show at WKAR News, or tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. You know what's next, though. Here are your quick hit headliners. As you know by now, Michigan State will play the Michigan Wolverines tomorrow at noon. That will be on Fox, number 16 team in the nation in Michigan State, taking on Juwan Howard in his first year. We all know what happened earlier this season as Michigan State did get a dub at home. We'll see what happens in round two. All right, again, 12 p.m. tip time on Fox. And you know what? We talked about this, I believe it was like last week, concerning Xavier Simpson and him being suspended. And, you know, Michigan basketball did not reveal, the details as to why Xavier Simpson, the Michigan guard and leader that he is, didn't reveal why he was suspended. But now we know. Simpson actually crashed a vehicle registered to the wife of the Wolverines athletic director, Ward Manuel, last month. Yeah, that was shortly before the school announced that he was suspended for a game. Officers found Xavier Simpson outside the vehicle around 3 a.m. on January 26th, according to the police report, after the car had made contact with the pole and street sign. An officer said that he did not notice any smell of intoxicant from Simpson's breath. According to the police report, Simpson told officers his name was, check this, I'm Jeff Jackson Simpson. Jeff Jackson. Oh boy, that's pretty comical. You can't lie. Jeff Jackson. Yeah, that's my name. And I've been walking down the street, and I noticed, actually, this crashed vehicle. I wasn't in that vehicle. I'm Jeff Jackson Simmons. Officers, though, they recognized him. You know, I mean, heck, you're the senior leader in point guard of Michigan basketball. Officers pinpointed him, rather quickly, I would imagine. And they asked why he had given a different name. Simpson, he came clean and said that he did not want to be involved with the crash report. I'm Jeff Jackson. Oh, man, I wish this game was at the Izzone this weekend instead of in Ann Arbor, because the Izzone would have had a lot of fun with that one, Jack. I mean, they probably would have been chanting, Jeff Jackson. I mean, could you just imagine how much fun they would have with that?
No question. And the worst part about it is he's already played his last game in the Breslin in his career. So Michigan State fans are never going to have that opportunity.
No, not at all, man. unless they're at the big, unless there's a heavy presence of fans, Michigan State fans at the Big Ten tournament, and you just want to just have some fun and just chant Jeff Jackson. Oh my goodness, that is so funny. I am glad though that Xavier Simpson was not hurt, though. You know, when you talk about a car hitting a pole in a street sign, I mean, that sounds pretty dangerous. So I'm glad there were no injuries. But Jeff Jackson Simpson, that's so comical on so many different levels. Simpson told police the car belonged to Evan Manuel, a student manager for the basketball team, who is the son of, again, A.D. Ward Manuel. More on that story later on. Okay. Michigan State's history kind of haunting itself right now. A 2015 sexual assault claim against three then Michigan State men's basketball players is now being investigated by the Michigan Attorney General's office. Now, that's according to a lawyer for the woman who made the claim. Lawyer Karen Truskowski, who has been on Current Sports before, confirmed yesterday that a claim made by her client, Bailey Kowalski, is now in the hands of the state's attorney general's office. Kowalski filed a lawsuit back in 2018 in which she says that three unnamed players took her from a campus bar to an off-campus apartment in April of 2015 and sexually assaulted her. She also said a member of the school's counseling office discouraged her from reporting the incident. Michigan State has released a statement shortly after this lawsuit was filed saying that, quote, appropriate care and relevant information for a rape victim was provided. So we, of course, will be following that story closely. All right, big weekend for Michigan State hockey as they will open up a two-game set against Minnesota at Minnesota this weekend, February 7th tonight at 8 p.m. and tomorrow at 6 p.m. And right now, Michigan State is 1 point back of first place in the Big Ten with two games in hand on both Ohio State and Penn State. But it's jumbled up right now. It is so tight in the Big Ten conference standings of hockey. It's crazy. I mean, anything could happen right now. You know, I was talking with our very own Brad Walker after the show about this yesterday. You got Ohio State tied with Penn State right now atop the Big Ten at 9-7-2 with 29 points. And then you have three teams with 28 points. Michigan State with a 9-6-1 record. Minnesota with a 7-5-4 record, and Notre Dame with a 7-7-4 record. Then you have Michigan at 6-8, and then Wisconsin is at the bottom of the league with a 5-12-1 record. So, wow, we'll see what happens in this Big Ten hockey race. Pretty fun stuff. All right, Michigan State softball opens the 2020 year with the Fellsburg Invitation at FIU. MSU plays at FIU for the third consecutive season and opens in Miami for the second straight year beginning tonight. or today, I should say, Michigan State will play five games against four teams, two against Syracuse, one against both host FIU and Cal, and then one against Big Ten rival Penn State. The Michigan State and Penn State matchup is a non-conference game that will not count in the Big Ten standings. So, beautiful Miami, Florida starting today. And actually, Michigan State got underway against Cal at 12 p.m. So the official start to the Michigan State softball year is now underway. All right, and as you know by now, I just ranted briefly about it at the top of the hour. The Cleveland Cavaliers have acquired Andre Drummond, the league's top rebounder, from my Detroit Pistons. Drummond.
Is he actually the league's top rebounder?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about empty stats.
Yeah.
And sorry.
I'll elaborate more on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drummond, two-time All-Star, has an opt-out in his contract for next year. The Pistons have been shopping him, believing he would become a free agent, and they would lose him. After news of the deal broke yesterday, he tweeted that he learned that there are no friends, there is no loyalty in the NBA, and that he was not given a heads up about the deal. Again, more on Andre Drummond in just a moment. Also, the Detroit Red Wings, they were able to get a win yesterday against the Buffalo Sabres in a shootout, 4-3, the final there. And the Red Wings will also be in action again tonight at Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets. The Wing Will has a record of 13-38-4. All right, and Clarissa Shields. Some more news coming, centered on Flint's favorite daughter, as I like to dub her. Sports Illustrated recently set out to find which professional athletes across all sports are in the best physical condition by consulting trainers, exercise physiologists, and performance experts with experience across the college, pro, and Olympic levels of sport. Now, athletes were evaluated on the following criteria, which that criteria entails performances over the last 12 months, demands and risk of their respective sports, durability, training regimens, and other physical benchmarks, including power, speed, strength, agility, endurance, flexibility, and more. In the top 50 athletes, 25 men and 25 women, were then ranked in separate countdowns. That's a lot of work for whoever put this list together. And according to the breakdown, Flint's championship female boxer, Clarissa Shields, is the number 3 fittest female in the world. How about that? I believe, and can we double check on this, Jack? I believe that Simone Biles, who is the Michael Jordan of women's gymnastics, she was just ahead of Clarissa Shields. And the other female athlete who is above Clarissa, I forget. I knew it this morning. I prepped it in my brain. I should have wrote it down. But it's Simone Biles and somebody else. If you can double check on that, Jack. And I believe on the men's side, Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's the one who took that honor for the men. He topped the men. I'll give you that list later on this hour. But, yeah, Jack, if you can find who that other woman is, that would be awesome. All right, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number to call. You can also text that same number. And you can comment below the live stream at facebook.com/WKAR News. You can also tweet us. So multiple ways in which you can weigh in. Tweet the show at WKAR News. And you can tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports as we push along here. Jack, you just had me chuckling a little bit here. Amanda Nunez, she's number one, or Simone Biles number one?
Simone Biles is number one, Amanda Nunez is two.
And then you have Clarissa Shields.
Correct.
Thank you for that. And on the men's side, who are the top three on the men's side, real quick?
Giannis is one, like you said. Novak Djokovic is number two. And then Matt Fraser, who does CrossFit, is apparently number three.
You know, you had me chuckling because you said CrossFit is not a sport. And
I wouldn't say it is, no.
I would beg to differ there. I know a few CrossFit athletes, and the stuff they go through, man, to compete is insane. My fraternity brother, actually, he's a big CrossFit guy.
Well, I'm not saying it's not rigorous.
It's extremely competitive, too, though. Extremely competitive. How do you define a sport? That's the question.
I mean,
if you're competing against somebody else.
Yeah, you know, so a sport to me, yeah, you would have, we actually just define this in some class I have, but okay, so it would have like an agreed upon set of rules, it would have its own league.
Check.
There's a CrossFit league?
Yeah, there's a whole organization actually. Oh, they have like nationals and everything.
Right? I might have to recant on this then. Give me a second, I'm gonna look up this CrossFit league and then maybe you might have convinced me. We'll see.
It's a big thing, and I think ESPN airs it at least once.
All right, well, ESPN year. Also airs poker, don't they?
Yeah, they, and that's...
And like bowling, so...
And also, you know what, too? Man, you bring me to this. Our own Abigail Sinski, who is our political reporting expert here at WKAR, you know, we were burning the midnight oil earlier this week because she was reporting on the State of the Union and here in the green room reporting on that for you guys. And then on the other side of the station, I'm sitting there putting together all these reports about Mark D'Antonio and him stepping down and retiring as the head coach of the Michigan State football team. So we're collaborating on some things as well. And we're chatting, and Abigail says, "Al, I know you're probably not into it, and you may even debate whether or not this is a sport, but have you seen Cheer on Netflix?" And I said, "Cheer? You know, why would I watch Cheer? Is it about cheerleading?" And she says, "Yeah, but it's not your typical cheerleading. I don't know what you, it's not your typical cheerleading. It's not what you think it is basically what she said." And I was like, you know what? I've seen a lot of people post about this show online. Actually, our very own Darian Harris, he was a big fan of this show and was talking about it one day on Twitter. I'm like, what? Cheerleading? So I decided to give it a shot because this show has blown up. It's the most streamed show on Netflix right now in the past 2 weeks. Dude, I sat there on my couch that night, and I got home. You know, I'm a night owl. So I got home that night around like 4, watched episode 1, couldn't stop, and then checked into episode 2. And then last night when I got home after work, I flew through those 6 episodes. It was amazing. And I have a newfound respect for the sport. I'm willing to call the sport now for the sport of cheerleading. I guarantee if you check out this show, it would change your mind. It was amazing, and I see they need like a Golden Globe, an Emmy, or something like that. That show was amazing. Shout out to the makers of it. Okay,
so I would agree that cheerleading is a sport.
Oh my god! When
they do competitive, but when you see high school cheerleaders at a football game, that's not a sport.
No, if you're talking about all star level and competitive cheer, I mean, what they go through, Jack. I mean, I saw some there's some horrific falls in the show as well. And these are like the school they profile called Navarro out in Texas is the top competitive cheer school in the nation. And it's incredible. They are athletes times 1,000. All right, I had to get that off my chest. Okay, real quick here. There is a pretty important basketball game that's going to take place out in Ann Arbor tomorrow as the Michigan State men's basketball team hits the road, just down the road, to Chrysler Center to take on Juwan Howard and the Michigan Wolverines. Michigan State, as we know, is coming off of a 75-70 loss at home to Penn State, has lost 2 straight games, first losing streak of the year, enters this weekend with a 16-7 overall record, including an 8-4 record in Big Ten play. Michigan right now is 13-9 and 4-7 in the Big Ten Conference.
And right now, you know, this game is so important. Heck, the neck for the rest of this Big Ten schedule, I mean, we're talking about very important games for the Spartans if they have any chance of winning a Big Ten title, because, you know, you really get to see what this team is made of. Because you take on Michigan on the road tomorrow. You take on Illinois, who I believe is going to win the Big Ten Conference now. You play them on the road next week on the 11th. And then you take on a really good Maryland team on the 15th. Maryland also in the hunt to try and win a Big Ten championship. And a lot of people argue that Maryland is the team in the Big Ten Conference right now. It's a bit troubling, though, when you look at these last two losses for Michigan State. Again, the first losing streak for the Spartans this year at Wisconsin, a game in which they lost by 1 point, but that 1 point loss is in no way indicative of just how bad Michigan State played in that game. And a loss against Penn State. I mean, you look at those two losses, and we're starting to see some patterns here. And I warned about this earlier this season. Teams are keying in on Cassius Winston now. That's no secret. I mean, how many times against Penn State did we see Cassius Winston get an extra body on him whenever he tried to drive or go for that high pick and roll to free up a drive or a dish down low? They're getting the ball out of the hands of Cassius Winston right now. The opposition is. And Cassius is forcing it a bit, because I don't know if there's that guaranteed even second score that's going to help out Cassius Winston anymore. We all know that second guy, it has to be Xavier Tillman. But just look at that box score against Penn State. Xavier Tillman, he shot the ball only five times. Five times against Penn State. Meanwhile, Cassius Winston jacked up 21 shots. He was 8 of 21 against Penn State for 25 points. Cash was the only Spartan who scored in double figures. Now, Tillman was the second leading scorer on the team, but that was 9 points on 3 of 5 shooting. He did have 11 rebounds, led everybody in the rebounding category, but Xavier Tillman only shooting the basketball five times is a bit troubling to me. Aaron Henry, who I said has to be more aggressive, and he is the magic key. If they get Aaron Henry rolling, then Michigan State can elevate and turn the corner. You guys know I've been beating your head over and over and over with that take and with that statement. I don't know if Aaron Henry can be that guy, man. I just don't, because even when he's aggressive, he's been much more aggressive, but he just hasn't shot well from the floor. Now, against Penn State, he was 3 of 6, 0 of 2 from deep, 6 points for him. But in these last few games, when we've seen Aaron Henry be aggressive, he just can't find the bottom of the basket. He is not shooting well, and don't get me wrong, this is just not a really good shooting Michigan State team. But you need Aaron Henry to make baskets. I don't know how much the flu is affecting him. It was reported that, it was stated by the players and Tom Izzo, that Aaron Henry and Gabe Brown, they have been dealing with the flu bug. Gabe Brown, who was an instrumental part of his team, he was 3 for 4 from the floor. 7 points for him, but he 3 of 4 is pretty efficient. Why didn't he shoot more? You know, it's just troubling when you look at that. I mean, 21 shots for Cassius Winston. Nobody else on the team shot or attempted a shot in double digits. You know, you had 5 shots from Tillman, 6 shots from Henry, 4 shots from Brown. Malik Hall is in the starting lineup now. He shot 4 times. Marcus Bingham came off the bench and shot 3 times. Rocket Watts, former starter for this team, he came off the bench. He scored 6 points, shot the ball 8 times. You know, he was right behind Cassius in shot attempts. He shot the ball 8 times, 3 of 8. 0 for 3 from deep, though. And Cassius Winston was 3 for 11 from deep. You know, right now, looking at Penn State, looking at Wisconsin, they keyed in on Cassius, and I think you may have a formula to frustrate Michigan State and beat them. And right now, also the turnovers. I have to comment on the turnovers as well, because that is another area in which Penn State capitalized on. You guys knew this. I mean, we talked about it in the game preview that day, that afternoon, before they lost. Penn State is a pesky team that plays the passing lanes. They have active hands, and they love to swipe the ball from you. Stevens had 2 steals. Wheeler had 2 steals. Jones had a steal. Watkins had a steal. Dredd had 2 steals. Brockington with 1 steal. I mean, we knew that if they were able to steal the basketball and turn Michigan State over, it could lead to some easy buckets for Penn State, and it would make it really tough for Michigan State to win that game. And that's exactly what happened. But what we're talking about problems that we shouldn't be talking about on February 7th, as we're right in the thick of things now in the Big Ten schedule. March is knocking on the door, and this is when usually Tom Izzo's team starts to really hit its stride. But I'm wary looking at this squad right now. I'm just not as confident as I once was. And I don't believe that Michigan State is going to win the Big Ten Conference. I really hope they do prove me wrong. But Cassius Winston is going to have to get some help. If he doesn't, it's not going to happen. You know, I really wish I felt differently about that. But, you know, when I look at these past two games and just knowing what you have coming up on the schedule here in Maryland and Illinois next week, you know, this is an opportunity for Michigan State to prove a lot of people who think the same way I do. And I really hope they do, but I just don't know. Will they beat Michigan? Even that's not a guarantee anymore. You know, playing on the road is just a different animal for this team. Michigan State has gotten off to so many bad starts on the road. Michigan is going to be motivated coming off the Ohio State loss, coming off the last loss to Michigan State earlier this season. You know, nothing's a guarantee at this point. But what say you? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. And then the whole situation with Xavier Simpson. I mean, my goodness. And I guess that's just, you know, we don't know the details as to what happened. And thank goodness, you know, Simpson wasn't under the influence of anything. This just seems like a random accident. Nobody was hurt. Simpson wasn't hurt. No other people were hurt. The only thing hurt was the car. It's a hilarious and comical layer to this story when you add in the fact that, you know, he gave the cops a fake name, Jeff Jackson. That's awesome. That's pretty hilarious. But you know, it's a young man who is a pretty big name in Michigan athletics, playing at a D1 university, who had an accident and panicked. That's all this is, man. He'll learn from this. But, man, that's so funny. All right, let's hit our first break. When we come back, I'll dive into this whole Andre Drummond situation with the Detroit Pistons. Again, if you want to weigh in, call in. We'd love to hear from you, 517-355-WKAR. Maybe you can talk me off the ledge here. You know, do you think that I'm overreacting to Michigan State men's basketball right now? Will they figure this thing out? Will they beat Michigan tomorrow and then go on to rally against Illinois and Maryland? Call or text 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We'll be right back. right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Also, a few interesting stats or history when it comes to Michigan State men's basketball against Michigan men's basketball, courtesy of Current Sports PA, Diana Camarena. Thank you so much, Diana, for putting this together. But Michigan State and Michigan will meet for the 186th time on Saturday. Michigan State leads the all-time series 100-85. The Spartans have won the last four meetings. That does include that 87-69 blowout win in favor of the Spartans on January 5th at the Breslin Center. And the Spartans have won 29 of the last 41 games overall and 9 of their last 12. Tom Izzo in his career is 29-17 in his career against the Michigan Wolverines. So what do you think will happen tomorrow at Chrysler Center? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. While you guys are weighing in and calling in, the Detroit Pistons deciding to trade Andre Drummond to the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, when I first heard of the news, our own Brad Walker, he came into my office yesterday afternoon and told me that, hey, the Pistons have traded Dre. And I'm like, yes, finally. Finally. The Pistons no longer have Andre Drummond a part of their roster. In my opinion, certainly long overdue. The Pistons were never going to win with Andre Drummond, despite the fact that, I mean, he is a walking double-double, always among the league's leaders in rebounding. But his style of play as a two-time All-Star, 26 years old, it's just not going to equate to wins. How do I grade this, though? I give it a D. A D. The only reason it's not an F is because you did indeed get rid of Andre Drummond. That's a positive. It's the only reason it's not an F, because this should have happened a long time ago. A long time ago, when you could have gotten something for Andre Drummond, when there were much more teams willing to give up something for Andre Drummond. You know, you're dumping a contract, sure. But what are you getting in return? This should have happened way before February 6th. And you now get the expiring contracts of two players who many have forgotten even play professional basketball in the National Basketball Association. Brandon Knight and John Henson. Brandon Knight? John Henson? I totally forgot those two brothers were in the league. Probably not Brandon Knight, because Brandon Knight, actually, he goes to the same church as my mom does down in Florida. A lot of people don't know that Brandon Knight is from Florida. And I've talked to Brandon multiple occasions. When I'm down there in Florida, Brandon sits all the time right in front of us, and I've talked to him. Good young man. But Brandon Knight and John Henson? Brandon Knight returning to the Pistons? So you get those two expiring contracts. And a 2023 second round pick to get rid of Andre Drummond. I just that's frustrating. That's really frustrating. Oh, boy. And what happened last offseason? Andre actually requested a contract extension. The Pistons countered. He wanted the max. He wanted the max last offseason. The Pistons countered, but it was less than the max. Drummond, he has a $28.7 million player option for next season that, you know, it's being reported that he does plan on declining that, meaning that he will hit the open market this summer. But again, the only positive here is that you're getting rid of Andre Drummond. We touched on this at the very beginning of the show. Andre Drummond's response, and this is just a window into the the frustration that I've had, that many Detroit Pistons have had concerning Andre Drummond, and it's immaturity. Immaturity. Quote, if there's one thing I learned about the NBA, there's no friends or loyalty. I've given my heart and soul to the Pistons. And to have this happen with no heads up makes me realize even more that this is just a business. I love you, Detroit. You will always have a special place in my heart. But on to the next. Cavs, I hope you're ready. Let's finish the year off the right way. What in the world was that? What are you talking about, Andre? This is why so many Detroit Pistons fans, like myself, have been frustrated with this man throughout his time rocking the red, white, and royal blue. It was reported by James Edwards, friend of the show, of The Athletic, formerly of the Lansing State Journal, that sources inform members of Andre Drummond's camp that, hey, Dre, you may be getting traded. Pretty credible coming from James Edwards of The Athletic. Not just James, but other outlets as well. Reported that sources within the Detroit Pistons organization let members of Dre's camp know that, yeah, Dre, you may be on the block, dude. I don't know how much longer you may be a Piston. Just a heads up. But Andre decides to put out this tweet, playing the victim card. This is Andre Drummond for you. Come on, man. You knew. Even if members of your camp didn't tell you or give you a heads up, or even if those sources didn't give members of your camp a heads up, come on, man. We've been talking about you in the media possibly getting traded away for years now. I mean, you're surprised by this? You're going to really play the victim card here? It's a business. There's no friends or loyalty. Stop it. That's weak. That's weak, Dre. And again, it's just a small peek into the overall frustration that we've had with this man. So, where do the Pistons go from here? I'm not going to sit here on the airwaves and tell you how to express your Detroit Pistons fandom. We all do it differently. But I tell you what, right now, the smart thing to do, fellow Pistons fans, is to root for as many losses as possible at this point. Because you have nothing that guarantees a fruitful future for this organization. You don't have any return whatsoever. And, oh boy, I'm afraid that this franchise is going to try and thread the needle and try to make the playoffs, which I was all for before the deadline. I could see if you sold off some assets and you had a team filled with guys like Christian Wood and Svi Mykhailiuk, players like that you know are probably going to be with this team for a few years, and you're in total rebuild mode, and you sold off some assets to where you do have some draft picks that you can play off of. You freed up some money where you can go after some free agents out there. But now, I mean, what do you got coming back? You have nothing coming back, which means that you are going to have to knock out the park this draft pick for this year. I mean, my goodness. And then I'm listening to Dwayne Casey talk about fighting for a fourth seed in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Oh, my goodness. That scares the living daylights out of me, man. fighting for a fourth seed? Really? What would that do? Again, I was all for it if we sold off some assets, had some picks coming down the pike, and again, a bunch of Christian Woods, a bunch of Svees, Sekus, so on and so forth. I'm cool with that. But now, no. You have to play for losses. And also the other frustrating part of this, you know, speaking of Dwayne Casey, you know, Dwayne Casey, I mean, can you imagine how that brother is feeling? I mean, last year he had to sit back and watch the team that he built, essentially, along with, you know, Masai Ujiri, coach of the year. He had to sit back and watch Nick Nurse lead the Toronto Raptors to an NBA title. I mean, can you imagine how frustrating it had to be for him? Like, that was your team. That was your moment, Dwayne. And now you're in Detroit coaching the lowly Detroit Pistons. And, you know, the sad thing about it is, also, if that isn't sad enough, is that we really can't gauge just how good of a coach Dwayne Casey is at this point. Can we? We can't. You know, in his first season, he leads him to the playoffs. Cool. You know, last seed, all right. Then last season, all of the injuries made it virtually impossible to give Dwayne Casey a solid grade of coaching performance. And now this year, it's about youth development. So you can't really give him an accurate grade this season either. I mean, we could be talking about year four, year five of Dwayne Casey sitting back and saying, is he really a good coach? Is he a good coach? Is it fair to even have that conversation? My goodness, man. And also, final point I'm making here. Because following the Detroit Pistons in these last few days, it really looks like they didn't know what the heck they were doing. Because it was also reported by The Athletic that there were some possible options on the table that would have alluded to the Pistons getting some more draft picks, because there were some teams reportedly interested in Markieff Morris for another pick, along with a few other players. And I'm sitting there saying, okay, all right, some more picks there. You know, make a move. But the Pistons didn't. They stood pat, and those offers went away from the table. Went away from the table. And, yeah, Andre Drummond was really the only move they could make. If you waited on that and then those deals went away, shame on you, Pistons organization. I mean, come on. You should have pulled the trigger right then and there. And now we are looking at a team that is in limbo mode. And the only way this team is going to get better is if they lose and hope that you knock out the park a draft pick. Frustrating. It's just frustrating being a professional Detroit sports fan. And thank goodness the only team that I root for is my Detroit Pistons. I couldn't imagine being a fan of all of these franchises, especially the Detroit Lions, but my goodness, it's frustrating. Let's go to line one right now. John from Jackson, you are on Current Sports. John, what's up, man?
Yeah, well, we could have at least got Kevin Love, but I don't like him either, so, you know.
Yeah, right? Come on, man.
I didn't hear about Kevin Love, though. Andre, especially this year, but his defense is just awful.
Yeah,
I mean, every game is a layup line in the paint when he's in there. He just, I don't know if his feet aren't quick enough or he doesn't put enough energy on the defensive end or what. But, man, I just loved watching when Toronto played them. You talk about a passing clinic. That was fun to watch, those guys. And that's I don't know why Casey can't teach that if he taught it there, how well they pass. And all the Pistons were dizzy by the time they get done with that game.
And that's,
last week, did you see that game?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I did. And you know what? There's a huge talent differential, though, when you compare the Pistons to the Toronto Raptors. And also, John, too,
It doesn't take talent to pass the ball quick, does it, instead of holding on to it?
Yeah, but you also got to put it in the basket. And yeah, also, Toronto's really a pretty solid defensive team as well. But I'll say this. I'm with you, John. I mean, Andre Drummond, I mean, this guy is a two-time All-Star. Again, as I stated, I mean, he's consistently among the league leaders in rebounding. And yet, you can't.
But he gives up more than he does. So.
For sure. For sure. You can just walk in the paint and score layups on him all day. I mean, and that's ridiculous. That should not be happening if
I'd
you are that
Ben
side.
Wallace right now, even though he wasn't talented offensively, he'd be blocking about 10 shots a game these days, as much as layups as they do now. And I don't care for the new style myself. I'm old school, and they don't run nothing. It's just the backyard basketball to me, and I don't care for that. So
yeah. Yeah.
Everybody stands on the 3-point line, and then goes off of that. It's just they don't run nothing. It's just boring to me that way. So, but I still watch them.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, basketball junkies like ourselves, we still tune in. But it is a tough brand of basketball to watch because every team out there thinks that they're the Golden State Warriors, right?
Yeah. They started it for sure.
Right, exactly.
And another thing, something about to change the subject. Word on the street is that Xavier Simpson is dating Obama's daughter. So I'm glad she wasn't with him when that happened.
Really? So, I didn't hear that. Wow. Okay. I
don't know that to be the truth, but I've heard from a lot of different sources, and I don't know. That's just what I hear.
Well, yeah, one of his daughters
and
does attend.
The Secret Service probably takes her home, so she don't have to ride with anybody. So.
Huh, interesting. I did not know that. Okay.
That's just a rumor.
That's a rumor.
So.
Yeah, nothing confirmed.
Okay, thank you.
All right, John, appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, the thing about Drummond, you were never going to win with him. Simple as that. Just like John said, I mean, his defense was awful. I mean, he could fill it up scoring-wise, and he could rebound. Not trying to undervalue that. I think that Dre had some good moments in Detroit. Also, he was very active in the community. They called him 7 Mile Dre for a reason and did a great job of giving back and interacting with the city of Detroit. He has a lot of love for the city of Detroit, not knocking that, but as far as Dre as a basketball player and the potential of what he could have been, totally underperformed. So that was the only thing I was happy about yesterday, but as far as where this team is headed right now, it just irks me to no end. Let's hit our final break. We'll put a bow on today's current sports, this week in current sports as well. When we come back with Reflection Friday. We close out this Friday edition of Current Sports like we do each and every Friday with Reflection Friday, looking back at the week that has been here on Current Sports and bringing up some of our favorite moments and top stories and maybe a few moments and stories that we didn't get a chance to highlight. For me, this whole Mark D'Antonio thing, we did not see it coming. Mark D'Antonio is no longer the head coach of the Michigan State football team. And boy, that was just wild. You know, the timing of it, I mean, it made national headlines. I saw a bunch of shows on ESPN talking about it and debating about it. But Mark D'Antonio, I did not think that closing out the week here on the show, one of the realities of the week would be Mark D'Antonio stepping down as head coach of Michigan State football. Also, Tom Izzo's rant concerning social media was pretty epic to close out the Penn State game. Apparently, his players have been heckled. And he's not happy about it. He does not see the benefits of Twitter. That's nothing new. But Tom was very heated. And that's how he closed out his press conference earlier this week. Very fiery, to say the least. That was also a big moment that got a lot of traction. And thanks to James Moore and Benny Fowler for coming on the show. And all of our fantastic current sports PAs, they have been great. With a minute left, let's close. Let's go to our phone lines and close out with a call from Ray from Indiana with just 60 seconds left. Ray, what's up?
Go Spartans, beat the Bullies. But I tell you, I'm sure happy about the Kurt Warner movie finally coming out. It's going to be out December 18th, a week before Christmas, so everybody needs to go see it. Maybe it'll be a great movie for God.
Wow, how about that? Okay, yeah, he's got an upcoming biopic, something like that. But yeah, he's coming out around Christmas. I did see that, Ray, and you were the first person I thought of. So awesome
same
stuff,
here.
Ray. Awesome stuff. Yeah, same. Jack says the same thing. Thank you so much, Ray.
Bye-bye. Have a good
All
weekend.
Right, again, Michigan State and Michigan tomorrow. Jack, who you got and why? Who do you think's going to pull out the rivalry matchup tomorrow?
I'll still go with the Spartans just from a talent standpoint, even though I've been so disappointed with them lately. Michigan just doesn't have the horses right now. You know, I'm going to pick Cassius Winston over Xavier Simpson every time. So I think they'll win by 5 or 6 points, and I'll still be very disappointed with this season to this point.
All right, I'm going Michigan State by 7. We'll see what happens. We'll recap it on Monday. Have a great weekend, and as always, be easy, people.